days. Okay. So we're holding by. We made him an enemy dvarav. We made him an enemy dvarav. Yeah? Yeah. So this is all from Rabbeinu Yoina, all this. This is all from Rabbeinu Yoina. This whole section that we talked about yesterday, Darshan, this pasuk in Mishlei about the Koyach HaShmiya, and how that's the entire person, and that has a Koyach to fix the entire person. It doesn't have to be fixed bit by bit, but the Koyach HaShmiya can fix him entirely. That's all from Rabbeinu Yoina. So we ended off Ad kan dvar v'kadoshin. L'meidah wanna be dvar. What are we learning from this Rabbeinu Yoina? Shekoyich hashmiya koyich hachazak yoisa michush v'riyu. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. Koyich hashmiya is even greater than the koyich v'riyu. Shehashmiya hu kol mohush shel adam. That's the whole person. That's the entire person. V'drashos chasam soifer, maybe he brings, shemi she'inu meisa arlo shel oizen. A person does not remove the arlo of the ears that we spoke about. He does not open his ears to hear the Torah. If he won't open up the oizen, meaning it's closed, so the Chassam Sofer says the remez is the letters right before it is mavis. But dvarim noyroin. Obviously, we don't mean physical hearing, because you can hear words all you want. Rak apanimi shel hashmiya. We're talking about really hearing it. Shekanto advarim l'soich liba shel adam. That it comes into his heart. Uchmoy shemetayg amongol this shmiya miloshen kabbalah. I just thought of a good mashal for it, but I can't say it on tape. Okay, remind me after. What do you think? Uncle is shmiya miloshen kabbalah. Shmiya. Uncle's term translates as Kabbalah, meaning it's not physical hearing. It means a hearing that affects you. Shlom el chespal, benasata lavdecha leiv shemeya. Give me a heart that can hear. Da'ainush inu nashmiya koshel inu naleiv. Shaleiv shemeya. Ha'oizin terkel shmaya ba'oifin shikon tudom l'soich ha'leiv, right? In other words, you see, it's the heart that's hearing. The ear is the physical thing that picks up the sound. But when we talk about the hearing, we're talking about a hearing that can be nichnas into the lave. Isav Gemara Shabbos, Avraham Elazar ben Arach, Shabamakam Achodish Delechem Kara Achevish Hayolibom. You know that Maisa, he went to a place where they had Geshmaka bathhouses and stuff, and he forgot his Torah. And when he got up to read Achodish Delechem, instead of those words, he read, he switched the Dalet for Reish, the Zayin for Yud, and the Chof for a Beis. He read a Chayv Shari Libum. Now that mistake was not just that mistake was not just obviously just any random mistake. There's meaning to the mistake. Meaning, when he was supposed to read a Chodesh Zalachem, which means a Schachus, which means Klai Yisrael is always renewing itself, just like the Levon always renews itself, he read a Chayv Shari Libum. That the heart is deaf. Charshus aleib, when the heart doesn't hear, who hefech nekudas agula. It's the opposite of the gula, it's the opposite of a chodesh alechem. A chodesh alechem was given right at the zman of the gula. That's his charshus. Cherish aleib, when your heart is deaf, it means you're not holding by that. Nekudas agula haya chodesh alechem. The hefech agula, the opposite of gula, who, kshemagim the matzav shall imshicha bestayu, shemashrach min olam hazeh. Right, Imshuk of Israel is the Lush and the Gemara uses over there. He was drawn after the Gashmis of the place, it says. If you could say such things about such a person. But the Gemara says, whatever that means on his level. On our level, we probably wouldn't have noticed it. You know what I mean? Obviously, it means in a very subtle way. But, Nimshachim the Nerl Mazah. All his Niacheder Shalibam, then we get caught up in that. Then the heart becomes deaf. Halevin l'shemeya, yichurin l'shemoya b'znayim. You can hear with your ears. But adayin yesh arlo so'oizen, but there's still an arlo on the ears, meaning because it's not going inside. He's lacking in the heart hearing. Ra'izu b'sefer shemarabi shechiver shayolivim b'gamatshiro v'yevid mitzrayimu. You say that you read them mitzrayim oya chiver shayolivim. Which, wow. I mean, that's b'gamatshiro v'yevid mitzrayimu. Which we're saying, a chiver shayolivim is the opposite of a chodesh shalachem. And a chodesh shalachem is the chischatshis of Geula. So b'chiver shayolivim is the yevid mitzrayimu. You have to calculate it. Okay, uchid isum may rabbi kodesh with mendel meriminiv. Sheikh Marsha Mitzrim Watsu Zeh Shemeso Yagu Bineim, Yishmu Diburim, Usvasa Goyim, Vakak Yushbu Midarchi Mitzrim. That they should have a shpa on them, they should get drawn into them. We saw the Gulam, we got the time who was a Chotul of Koy Hashmir. They came back to the Koy Hashmir. Shegil Achoydish Azalechem, Shalev Shomis Azchachus, that there's a Schachus of renewal, and that's the Geula. Okay. Stop here for now.